Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, forget emotional support dogs. This dude, Carl, went for something a little bit more, I don't know, with a bite, we'll say.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having seven tigers as your emotional support animals, you're doing okay.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
What, are you able to cuddle with your emotional support tigers? What in the world?
Maybe Carl was able to. However, Carl lives in Nevada, and he was owning them illegally.
Okay, that's your first problem.
Yeah, and claimed that they were emotional support tigers.
I don't think that they were really trained in that way, I'm guessing. I haven't heard of a tiger being able to be, because you need training and a certification to be labeled an emotional support animal, do you not?
Well, and tigers are big cats. And
they're
if you know anything about cats, cats will do what cats want to do.
I mean, we learned that watching the Tiger King, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
So here is Carl and a member of the local sheriff's office kind of talking about it.
Their machine guns and their bear cat and ram like a... None of that was necessary.
We have received information that he has been seen walking the tigers loose around the property, off the property in the desert. There have been social media posts from him with people interacting with the cats, which is also in violation.
My tigers are my emotional support animals. I rescued those tigers from Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Oh, wow. So is an actual Tiger King.
Oh, wow. I just
connection.
Left that out there, and okay then, all right.
Yeah, so he is the Nevada Tiger King there. And, Carl.
He's like, listen, daddy got put in jail, so these tigers needed a new daddy.
I'm Uncle Carl.
Carl thinks that he's the emotional support for the tigers.
Maybe. But, I can almost, like, especially he said in the desert, so he's in Nevada, he's in the middle of nowhere, just kind of like in the desert walking around, like, let the tigers be tigers.
He is letting people interact with tigers who are wild animals.
Yeah, they're cats. And, cats.
Yes.
Like, my little 15-pound cat will murder things just for sport.
And
you don't think 800-pound tigers will do the same?
I mean, you remember what happened to Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah.
Those precious tigers were trained.
So anyways, this is why this is
performed.
A setting the bar story. It's a cautionary tale, right?
Okay. So if you need an emotional support animal, seven tigers is not it.
Not it, all right?
Not it.
Nope.
Find a new, go get a nice cuddly dog that can be trained to do what you need. Exactly.
Yes. That is your setting the bar story.